it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
So I'm fascinated by drunk philosophy, okay? And and especially my girlfriend's drunk philosophy because I... that's the example I have for you right now. And I want to know if translated into sober life and sober world, if it's actually true. And yes, okay, so every now and again, you know, I let myself go, and I let myself go Saturday night at Stacey's 40th birthday party.
You did?
Oh, she did.
Yes,
oh,
I did.
Yeah.
You messaged Jeffrey.
Damn.
Melissa Jeff. Jeff,
yes,
Melissa.
Yes, every so often, not often, but every so often I do, and that was one of those. So anyway,
neat.
So Katie was with me that night, and we... we had dinner with Jen and her boyfriend beforehand, and then at the party we hung out with Bert, and it came up in both conversations.
I think, by the way, was very reserved. I decided to do just the opposite.
Right.
Not drink that night. Right.
Well, by the way, Katie had a full-on long conversation debate about this with Bert that he can't remember, so I'm also kind of refreshing his memory.
I remember the tone, but I do not remember the exact philosophy.
It's a really funny theory.
And the beauty of it is the fact that... that I don't know where it's come from, and she doesn't know where it's come from. It's just something that she just decided that is something that she at least when she's drunk, she believes. Mm-hmm. So it was the fact that the hairier a man, meaning on his head and his body, the hairier a man, the more endowed he is.
Based on what
really?
Principle?
Like a hormonal thing?
I think
thing?
If I could remember, exactly, Jeff, it's if the body is processing that much hair and has that much testosterone and hormones to produce all that, then it's got to produce it elsewhere.
She called it outward growth.
Did she?
Yes. So, she said, you know, to produce that much outward growth. And then she made the comparison to when women are pregnant, you know.
Oh, I didn't hear this part.
Their hair grows more. Their nails grow more. You know, they're like full of like, you know, vitality and all of this other stuff. So that was her theory.
So it is based on some intelligence and some science
logic. Everything she does is something that she has really thought through. I mean, because her brain is working all the time.
Now, she became much more firm on this the more she drank.
Absolutely, because she is
so this
certain.
Is a prolonged conversation.
Oh, this went on for two venues.
And then it was also again at the party.
It's
she
almost
was
like
trying
she was
to get confirmation.
Right.
Yes.
So I got to ask the question. If you're a woman and you're listening and you've been with either dudes that are either hairy or don't have a lot of hair, does Katie Joe's theory hold true?
Right.
404-741-Q100. Now, I wasn't going to argue either way because I'm a hairy guy.
Mm-hmm.
So if I say no, then I'm arguing against my own cause.
And then I think she was also spouting off her theory in front of a guy who was bald.
Yeah. And she felt. And that was the.
Oh,
that's
no.
Right.
Yes.
Now I remember.
Yes.
Chris was right behind us.
That was the sober guilt she felt the next day.
That's right.
It was one of those things where you're at a party and the next day you're kind of trying to remember exactly what happened. And then in the middle of the afternoon, Sunday, she's like, oh my God. And had her hands over her face and says, did he walk away offended at me by what I said?
I forgot that he was part of that conversation.
Yes.
Funny.
Whoops.
Hey, Elizabeth, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I definitely think that's just a theory. My husband didn't start growing hair even on his face until he was like 23,
okay.
And he's pretty well endowed.
Okay.
All
right.
Doesn't hold true there. Thank you.
I think there are other more contributing factors than hair.
What do you think is another contributing
factor? Here comes another. Here
Let's
we go.
Let's do the theories, yeah.
Well, I don't want to get fired.
Why? You think like...
Oh, God, why? You got to say it now.
Yeah, now you've got to.
Just,
like, you think height is directly related to penis size. Oh,
I didn't say it. You did.
That's not going to bother me.
Wait.
Height?
Height is directly related to penis size,
not.
She says.
No, it's not.
Really?
Yeah, no. There's been some tall guys that are...
and my guess is there are some pretty short guys that are... Woo-woo. I'm not saying there are any in this room.
Right.
But I'm saying I think it takes all, you know, it's
okay.
All types. Good morning, Kirsten. You're on the Burt Show, Q100.
Jeff is oddly quiet.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
I'm an average height, average hairy guy, and I don't
know. And I can argue to the contrary because the two hairiest guys in my years of dating, like so much hair it comes out the back of their shirt on their back, were hung like hangnails. Oh. I mean, you know me there.
That's too bad.
That's awful. That's
funny.
Bad for her.
And again, now consider the source, because this is a woman that dates women. So
right.
That's why, you know, we're testing the theory now, because even when, it's like when she was saying it, I just kept my mouth shut. Like, I don't know where this is coming from, but okay. She's going with it, and she's being assertive about it.
See, now you've got, I almost sober would like to ask her more questions now, because does the hair on top of your head, does that fall under body hair also, like arm hair and chest hair and leg hair?
I don't even
think
she would.
Those are two totally different things.
I don't even think she would know today. I don't. I think that was a purely Saturday night thing.
That means somebody she saw there struck her as peculiarly smooth or very hairy. And she thought,
well, there was a pool there, so maybe she thought, wait a second, and all white clothes. So.
Look at that fella right there. He is not hung.
Layla wants in on this. Layla, according to Melissa's girlfriend, hairier men are more well endowed.
No, I disagree 100%, because okay. I've been with some hairy men and they've been really, really small.
Okay.
Is there any correlation that you found in anything like Jen was talking about height?
I don't think so, because I knew one guy. He was pretty short, but he was a big old guy.
You called him tripod.
Now, hand size is another one. I mean, does that translate also? There are all sorts of theories on that.
I don't know.
I don't think so on that one.
But I've heard that two things. The funnier a guy is, the bigger he is, and also the wordier he is. The more things he says, and if he draws stuff out and really stretches things.
Well, I got the wordier part.
Yeah.
That means,
then you're in the wrong industry, my friend.
That means he's big. He uses a lot of words, mm-hmm. like really keeps on going long after the window is closed. Like then he's got like the Eiffel freaking tower in his pants. It's happening. Hola.
All right, coming up here in a couple
bonjour,
of minutes.
Rather.
I was going to say, what language? Eiffel tower in his pants.
The Burt Show. Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.